If you love donuts and Taco Tuesday is always on the calendar, welcome to the greatest place on earth.
Yeah, it's a weekly regimen.
The gym.
Everyone at the gym knows you haven't been there in a decade because they're on their Nike high-tech gear. You show up in jeans and leg warmers.
It's time to tune your body.
We're going
to
do 85 push-ups.
To shape up so you don't have to ship out.
Now use your abs to keep your toes, knees, and hips facing the floor.
Put your life in motion and survive with the fittest.
Thomas Jefferson said, revolution can start in the muscles.
This is A Good Fit with Ted Geis.
Hey, yeah, you the trainer here?
Empowering you to be all that you can be.
Push it, come on, it's all you.
Live from the iHub Radio Cardio Clubhouse, here's your fitness master, Ted Geis.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of Health and Fitness Talk Radio on iHub Radio. I'm Ted Geis, and this is Good Fit, A Good Fit. I'm in the studios today with Mr. John McMullen. Hi there, John.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, it looks like we got Roman Troy back for a couple of minutes. We wanted to finish up with you, Roman. I'm sorry that we got disconnected. How are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Roman's an emergency medical technician who was recently enlisted to gear up the massive COVID-19 vaccination sites that are popping up all around the country. And you're in Los Angeles at LAX, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm currently staging at LAX with about 500 other EMTs and nurses, Ted.
Right on. So, hey, what's some of the most important thing you want folks to know about this mass vaccination?
Well, if some of your listeners heard the earlier parts of the conversation, and I apologize for the interruption. I'm at the airport, so there might be some interference. But I want to quickly just say that the reason that I wanted to come on the show today was mainly to get across to your listeners, very, very important. If you were vaccinated, when you were vaccinated, it is not a free pass. It does not mean that you cannot wear a mask, that you can go out and in public and be in groups, and you must maintain social distancing. A lot of people are unaware of the fact that once you get the vaccine, you can still get ill. You can still pass it on to others who have not been vaccinated.
I see.
So it's extremely important that people understand that and that they're not feeling that once they've been vaccinated, it gives them license to just let loose with regard to social distancing and wearing masks. That's
wow.
Very, very important.
And Roman, the reason for that, because a lot of people will go, then why should I even bother to get vaccinated, is because it can make the difference that if somebody did still get sick.
One very important reason.
They're not going to necessarily die.
Right.
The reason is you don't die.
Right.
Yeah.
You need a good enough reason.
You don't die. Yeah.
Right.
That's good enough for me. You know, I'll tell you. That is so important. I'm so glad that we got you back on to say that. So, what else should folks know? What do you think the assumptions? I know that already.
I know a lot of people are really frustrated with the process. Be patient. Mm-hmm. Observe social distancing rules. Do your best. You know, the new government is rolling out the vaccine as quickly as humanly possible, and be patient. You know, a lot of these places like Albertsons and Ralph's and places that are not familiar with medical protocol are doing their very best to try and organize getting people vaccinated. Sure. They follow a little bit short of that because it's not something that they're used to.
Right.
So my advice is please be patient. They're not hospitals. It's not something that they're used to doing. And everybody wants this to go away, and they're doing their best to see what they can to make sure that people get their first and second doses.
Certainly.
So in other words, I think, Ted, what Roman is saying is don't pay attention to our idiot county sheriff here in Riverside County.
Oh, gee, John, who would that be?
You know, it can be very confusing listening to all of the different discussions about it on the news.
Yeah.
And so, again, you know, I think that the government wants to get the vaccine
certainly,
out there. That's
certainly
their effort. And, you know, each state independently has to organize that. We're a little bit behind because of the situation at hand with regard to
certainly
the last government not being able to secure it. So,
playing catch up there.
Here we are.
Who are we who are you vaccinating now out in the field there, Roman? What group of people?
Since I haven't been deployed yet, but from what I understand, most of the sites are opening it up to anybody that shows up. Now, if you're deployed to a site like a hospital or a community service center, some place that has regulatory issues in place with regard to who gets it, then we have to follow that criteria. But for the most part, these super sites are allowing anyone who drives up, that shows an ID to get a card showing that they've been vaccinated and they're eligible for the second vaccine. Or, in fact, when the J&J comes out, they'll get their first, and hopefully that will suffice.
Wow, that's amazing. So how are they treating you guys there? Where do they put all of you, for God's sake?
You know, we're at two hotels in the airport, the Hyatt and the Sheraton. Both full of people from all over the United States. And I've made a lot of new friends.
I bet.
And some really great people that are, you know, willing to come out, leave their families. And a lot of them are not vaccinated themselves. And I really, you know, my hat's off to them because they're really brave nurses. We owe our first responders and nurses and medical technicians so much in this situation. We're going to look back someday, and it reminds me, for some of you who have lived through the AIDS epidemic, this is something very similar.
Yeah.
And that we need to look forward and learn from the past and understand that this is something that if we all pull together, we can get through and get past. Now, I can't compare the two differences because of the way we were handled.
Right.
But you know, it reminds me a lot of that time, Ted, and I know you know what I'm talking
about. Certainly do.
You know, everyone was in fear of getting ill.
Right.
And that's one of those things that the world is looking at right now. So
certainly.
Let's be patient and be kinder to each other and do what we can to help each other. You know, prior to being deployed out here, I was bringing food to a lot of the elderly in my complex and doing, you know, errands for them that people who are in their 70s and 80s are afraid to even go to the supermarket.
Right, good man.
So if you know of someone in your community, reach out to them.
Certainly.
Let them know you can do something for them. It takes very little to make someone's life a little bit easier for someone who is basically, you know, unable to leave their home because of fear of getting ill if they have a compromised immune system or they're just elderly.
Great suggestion. So, what do you got, John? Nothing. Okay. Hey, Roman, thank you so much. What? Anything else? Final thoughts here before we get on with it? Will you come back and give me updates?
Hang out. Be patient. Check in with me. I'll let you know where I'm deployed next.
Yeah.
Some more information.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you again so much for coming on, and thank you for your service there. You know,
Thanks for having me.
Know all your colleagues that are out there on the front lines that we so appreciate them here at iHub Radio, and we appreciate all the great work that you guys are doing. Okay.
We'll speak to you soon.
All right. Take care, buddy. Bye bye. Hey, thank you guys for listening. I'm so glad that we got Roman back here for that important information. And it's true. This is not a free for all just because, I mean, it's certainly a relief to know that people are getting vaccinated.
You know, the greatest disappointment I have in all this, and it's in part because of something that Roman brought up, is in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
That there are so many people even within that community who are not necessarily practicing the safest approaches to dealing with this pandemic. And I find that especially reprehensible for any gay man or woman over the age of, say, 40 or 45 who really had to live through the heat of a global pandemic with the HIV/AIDS crisis.
So would you be focusing on any particular behavior in particular?
Well, number one would be to wrap it up, meaning this time your face, not just your appendage.
I'm actually shocked at the number of people that are out there getting busy still on these dating apps, and you know.
Yeah, well, I absolutely don't understand that, and I'm happy to see, because I've talked to some friends who are active on those, and most of them have told me I've changed my profiles to indicate that what I'm here for is not that, but I'm here to maintain friendships I have with people, social relationships that I have with people through that means of talking to them, because it's one way of staying socially distant and not losing touch with them, but also not wanting to reach out and necessarily touch someone in a way other than the way that the phone company used to sing about.
Yeah, that's right. No, I understand. Lots of room for improvement there. I'm looking forward to talking to Roman again about once he is deployed to certain areas, what his experience is right there on the ground running, and it's got to be a fascinating production to pull together to bring in that many people from all over, and not just at LAX but all over the country right now. It's got to be quite a feat in itself. Mm. I'm so glad that we have this going on though, right? Because we didn't have anything like this.
Yep. And it's not going to be over for a while, so yeah. Yeah. Be smart.
Right. Be smart. That's right. It's going to take a long time to get the vaccines into the arms of everybody that we need it into, and especially those who are vaccine hesitant.
And I am not trying to be unreasonable in my criticism towards the county sheriff, Chad Bianco.
Oh, no.
But when he is proactively out there telling people that the way to deal with this is simply to be in good shape and to take care of her body.
It's no big deal.
And it's not a big deal.
Guys got to go.
And that you can manage this by making sure that your immune system is the best that it can be.
Right.
And get through it, quote unquote, naturally. I watched a 13-minute interview with him on News Channel 3's mm-hmm. website mm-hmm. a week ago.
Yeah.
And I just shook my head and I was like, this is exactly why you can't be in charge of public safety.
Exactly. He politicized this, and he didn't enforce the rule of law. And he said it's no big deal because everybody in his family tested positive, but nobody got sick and died. And that's the difference. I wonder how he'd feel if one of his loved ones had gotten ill and died from this, or had to suffer some.
I'm sure he would have said, well, that was God's will.
Right, God's will. Yeah. So, no, I think he's an idiot. Let me just say it. Can I say that on the air?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's an idiot. And he's got to go. I don't think he represents the best interest of the people of Riverside County.
No, unfortunately, there's too many people in the mainstream of our community, though, who agree with him because they're just angry that they can't go to the gym, that they can't go to work, that they have to wear a mask, that they're not able or they're being told not to go hang out with grandma and grandpa.
Right.
And, hey, the idea they're is being to keep them around.
Right. They're being inconvenienced. Yeah. And so they say it's a matter of their basic freedoms and their First Amendment rights and all that.
Right. Well, you're going to get your freedom when you fly away to the afterlife.
Wherever it is that you're going. I know. What are we going to do, right? Yeah. So, well, the good news is that it looks like gyms are going to be opening back up. And we got talking on that before we talked to Roman. So what can we expect? I think we can expect limited capacity, but we just don't know if it's going to be the same as it was when we moved to the red tier last time, which was 10% of occupancy indoors. I know that some of the gyms, EOS and probably Anytime Fit, they're going to continue their outdoor operations for the foreseeable future. So that will help increase the capacity. Our gym is so big that, we can have a fair amount of people in there. If it's 10%, that means 60. If it's 25, that means 150. So we'll learn more as these things progress here, and we get more information out there. We're going to talk about how you can ease back into exercise if you've been sofa spud for too long now, and what kind of food you should be eating to ramp up for maximize your workouts. All right.
Oreos.
Uh-oh. The vegetable of life. Anyway, that's all next coming up on A Good Fit here. I'm Ted Geis in the studios with John McMullen, and this is iHub Radio.
Fitness. It's not a four-letter word.
Okay, slight major exaggeration.
If that's what you're looking for, well, you could try carb.
Will you guys quiet down? I'm trying to concentrate on my cardio.
Or maybe lazy.
Man, we're cooking today.
But hey, we're not here to shame anyone.
Your 50 partners are somebody you can vent all your emotional problems to.
Whether you're 18 or 80, A Good Fit with Ted Geis is your weekly dose of inspiration and advice to get your fit on.
This morning I was brushing my teeth and I saw a muscle in my arm for the first time.
Congratulations.
Here's iHub Radio Fitness Master, Ted Geis.
Hey, welcome back to this second hour of Health and Fitness Talk Radio here on Coachella Valley's coolest platform. It's the iHub Network, and this is iHubRadio.com. So we just had a great conversation with Roman Troy, emergency medical technician, there on the front lines during this massive COVID-19 vaccination sites that are popping up all over the nation. And we were talking about how gyms are going to be open and what to expect. We know very little at this point, but we know that, there are rumblings that employees are being called back, cleaning crews are being called back for indoor fitness facilities. And so that's boding well. So hopefully we'll see some new announcements coming in the next week or two after COVID-19 numbers come out for Riverside County in particular. And I believe that's I thought it was today or tomorrow, but it could be another week from now. So don't quote me on that until I find out. So what can we expect? We can expect to have all safety protocols in place. So don't think because we're opening back up and that we're, you know, seeing some success in numbers coming down and that people are being vaccinated, like Roman said, don't think that this is a license to go out unmasked, not socially distanced or unsafe in any way. We still need to be vigilant here because you can still carry it. You can still transmit it, even if you're vaccinated. And we need to do all we can to make sure that everyone is safe and survives this. Far too many deaths, obviously, over 400,000 now. John, do you know what the number is on U.S. COVID deaths?
Over 450,000.
450,000 now. Yeah. Wow. It didn't take long to have that 500,000, half a million Americans dead become a reality, sadly. So what can we expect? We can expect all the safety protocols in place. You can expect plexiglass shields like we've had. Nothing will be much different. So gear up. Get your best gym masks on and be ready to social distance. I know at World Gym we have every other aerobic exercise machine, like ellipticals and treadmills and stair steppers. We have every other one available for you to stay safe and be willing to take care of not only yourself but your fellow human beings by what I do is I carry. Now you don't have to do this, but I, as a trainer, I like to do this. I carry around my little bag of cleaning supplies. So I clean when I'm with either by myself training or when I'm with my clients. I clean the machines both before and after, so I know for sure, without a doubt, that they are clean. All right, and I think that's important. If you get into the habit of doing that, it'll go a long way to encourage and inspire other people to do the same. Okay. So I think that's important to set a good example and let people know that you care for them and that you're concerned about their health by always wiping off your equipment, and do it for yourself in particular and my fellow trainers for their clients by doing it before you get on a machine to exercise. Okay. That's so important. The other thing that we can expect is we can expect to have limited locker room facilities at this point. You know, we had our locker room open at World Gym with some limited showers, but no steam room, no sauna, nothing like that that's going to put you in a close proximity in a wet, steamy environment. So don't expect those to be open anytime soon. Nor do I believe that we will be able to have indoor classes anytime soon, because say for me, I can fit 30 people in my GeForce workout class inside, and that would be half of our capacity if we were able to open up at 10% capacity, and that's just not fair. So I don't imagine that we'll be bringing
classes.
Well,
and you're not precluded from still doing it at the park.
Well, and that's the good thing. The Palm Springs City Council, at the time it was Mayor Kors, and now it's Mayor Christy Holstage. They've made the streamlined application and permit process just so wonderful for us. Jasmine Waits at the Recreation Department has made that possible. So if you want to get some outdoor exercise, come join me. It's GeForce Workout, and it's a Jane Fonda meets boot camp sort of thing, and you can work as hard or as not hard as you like. It's 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday morning. It's free. What more could you ask for? Just bring your water, your mask, your mat, or your towel, and I'll bring the rest. You can bring light hand weights if you got them, but don't worry about it if you don't. It's designed for every fitness level from beginners to advanced. And It's just such a great group of people. We meet at the basketball courts there by the playground at Ruth Hardy Park, and it's all set to fun nonstop music mixes. You make great friendships there. I've had so many people tell me that how what wonderful friendships they've made through GeForce work, and I'm very proud of that, and it just makes me happy. I've been doing it for over 10 years now, and so I think it's time that you come join me and us, the crew who do. All right, that's 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, Ruth Hardy Park at the basketball court. Show up, okay? So don't go anywhere. We are going to talk about what you should be eating to gear up for your re-entry into the gym, and we might go over a few more myths that we didn't get to about fitness and losing weight and everything that we didn't get to last week. All right, so hang in there. That's all coming up in the next half hour on A Good Fit here at iHub Radio. I'm Ted Geis in the studios with John McMullen.
If you've just finished up with leg day, take a load off. Ted's not going to know you're sitting there listening.
Rough weekend?
Well, unless, of course, you join in the conversation.
Uh-huh.
In which case, give your digits a workout and call the fitness master himself.
Okay, well, I will give a call.
760-544-8255. That's 760-544-TALK.
I want to hear what you think.
Or if you're afraid he's going to hear you making popcorn in the background, just send a text.
No argument there.
760-699-0202. That's 760-699-0202.
Hello, flabby, out-of-shape family. Check out my bulging rippliness.
Fresh off doing burpees, here's Ted Geis with more of A Good Fit on iHub Radio.
Hey, welcome back to A Good Fit. I am Ted Geis, and this is iHub Radio. I like being in here with you, John, in the studios. It's nice to see you again and, you know, be back yakking it up with you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you just tell me that you read some numbers come out or something from the state?
Well, they don't have the numbers published or broken down, but the wire service just reported that California has only one more county moving from purple to red.
I see.
53 counties, including Riverside, remain in the purple tier based on this week's positivity rate.
Interesting. As like I say, these reliable sources tell me that gyms get ready to reopen. I just it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, you know, with houses of worship being able to open up with 25% capacity. Maybe there's some connection. Who knows, folks, but stay tuned. We'll provide you that info as we get it ourselves. So we're talking about gyms reopening and what to expect, but we also need to talk about, no matter if gyms reopen or not, your re-entry into the world of exercise. Now, we touch on this almost every show, but I think it's worth repeating. I want to encourage you to, even if you are an avid gym bunny, you know, a muscle head, if you've not exercised in a little while, give yourself a little break, okay? Don't go full on 110% like I know you want to do, because it's been so long and it feels so good to work those muscles and pump everything up, but you risk injury and extreme soreness if you've not worked out. I think we all know how those first few workouts feel. And, you know, the ones where you've done too many squats with too much weight and you can hardly walk for a week afterwards, or no one can poke you on the chest. I love to do that with my clients. They just love that. When I poke them, they say, "Oh my God, you made my chest sore yesterday." And I go, "You mean right there? Poke, poke." They love that. That's why they love me. So don't just be silly about it. Start slow. Okay. That's always good advice. Slow and steady wins the race. Okay. Get through your initial soreness by lifting light weights, maybe a few more reps. Okay. But go light, go half of what you would normally go, if even that, to get your body back into the system of movement that it wants, and to get past the initial soreness. There is no good reason for you to be incapacitated by soreness other than that you overdid it, okay? So the first week or two, really necessary, go super light, get your body back in condition, back in the groove of things, and then you can hit it hard. You'll be so glad you did it that way, because you won't have to take a week off because you were too damn sore to move. Okay, so that's my advice on that. And the other reason is that you want to forego injury. Okay, it's so easy to injure yourself coming back off of a hiatus. And feeling good about it, and you want to lift as much weight as you can, but that's the time when you can really get injured, and you don't want to do that, because that could lay you up for more than a long time, more than you would be just being sore, okay? So take it easy. Don't injure yourself. Don't hurt yourself needlessly, and that way you'll stay in the game for bigger and better gains over the long term. So now, you got a few minutes here. If you want to call in with anything, or you need to ask me anything or say anything, the number to call is 760-544-8255. Again, that's 760-544-8255. And
by the way, this might surprise you, but news is out today.
Yeah.
That the healthiest city in America
is
in the state of California.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Where? Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
You want to take
give
guess?
Give me a hint. Okay. The healthiest California city. I think it's going to be Simi Valley?
No.
No, it was one time. Okay, give me a hint.
I left my heart.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
No.
California is home to the healthiest city in the U.S.
Wow.
San Francisco took the top spot on Wallet Hub's list of the country's healthiest cities.
How did that happen?
Hell if I know. And rounding out the top five were Seattle, Portland, San Diego, and Honolulu.
Wow, all West Coast.
Yeah.
How
West
about
Coast
that?
Or in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah. I thought one time there was a place in Colorado that was the healthiest city in the, last time.
Well, then they started smoking a lot of pot.
A lot of weed. So what was it? Does it say what the criteria was to become the healthiest?
No, I'm going to
just a blurb.
Try and look it up today, and maybe we'll talk about that on my show this afternoon.
Yeah, I think you better, because I'll listen in. I'll call in and heckle you or something. Well, that's interesting to know. San Francisco. Who'd have thunk it? Well, maybe because it's been so quiet in the streets and people are moving out. That is only one of two cities, they said, where the housing market is not going crazy and prices are not increasing. What's the other one? New York City, of course.
Yeah.
San Francisco, New York City, where housing prices are going crazy elsewhere, not in those two cities.
By the way, since I did mention some other programs here, still to come on iHub Radio.
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon, the iHub Network's Green Goddess has the 411 on the 420 when she welcomes morning host Jeremy Wayne into her weekly forum on cannabis. Join Jocelyn Kane for The Buzz from 3 to 4 p.m. this afternoon, immediately following
A Good Fit. No, Jocelyn Kane, you got The Buzz. I like the way you did all that. That was very creative. Yeah, The Green Goddess. I like her show. I like Jocelyn, though.
I like her, too. Yeah. I just don't happen to like to consume the weed.
The weed?
Yeah.
Now, that's something that I don't do either, just because, I tried to smoke pot a few times, and it just, go into the fetal position. It's like I'm on acid. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, and I understand we've got people who use it medicinally, and it plays a significant role in their being able to, live better.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, like one person who's on our staff who used to smoke but now only does edibles.
Right. And you got gummies and ropies and
and if you ever had any cookies that he made or brownies, I tell you,
brownies.
They go over the edge sometimes.
Yeah, brownies.
In fact, they fed one to me on the day that we launched iHub Radio.
Oh, great.
And I was wasted for the whole show. Yeah.
I'm so glad that happened to you, John.
Yeah, it was a disaster. And in the midst of it, the whole station went down because the cable company cut off our circuit by accident.
For being too stoned? Or
I don't know. Maybe that's what really happened. Yeah.
Welcome
maybe
that, to iHub Radio.
But there's also CBD and things like that that have helped me immensely.
Yeah.
but there's none of the psychoactive THC in the CBD. I guess you can get it mixed.
You can get it, yeah. Jocelyn probably explains all of that stuff, too.
She does.
It's good because I know several people that use it medicinally, and I know several people that use it to help them sleep, which has been a big godsend for them.
Right.
You know, take a little gummy right before they bed.
I know people whose dogs have horrible anxiety disorders, and it helps them.
Did you know that I got
We watched one dog of an employee of ours a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago, that basically tipped over the first time.
Tipping cows.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Poor dog.
It was funnier than hell, though.
You can't work at the animal shelter, John. Yeah. You know, I got a new dog, right?
I do. Yeah. Loki.
Loki. That's right. You knew his name even because I rarely mention him on Facebook or anywhere. So,
he's adorable.
He is. I have a good friend, Blue, who produces.
Is that a dog?
No, he's a very nice man. He comes to my class, my G-Force workout, and he brought me the nicest thing. It's his own brand of CBD oil infused with flowers and all sorts of wonderful stuff. And he says it's great if you need to calm your dog or if they have problems, you know, that with and.
Yeah, they make special.
Special.
Blends of CBD for pets.
For pets.
It's not, don't give them the stuff that humans consume. No.
I asked him if I could consume that CBD oil. And apparently it's okay the other way around. Because Loki doesn't really have any sleep problems. He snores both in and out. But, that's one of the things that has been the most healthiest for me during this pandemic is to have a pet.
I wish I could at my home. They don't. I lease my home, and it's
no pet
in the
home
lease.
Home.
No pets.
I lucked out with
It's too bad because we have a good sized backyard. And,
you do
all that, and I just I love dogs, but you know there's a lot of responsibility there too.
There is. I'll bring Loki to the studio someday. So
do that.
You can be Uncle.
We used
John
to have Kate Zena from The Good Life.
Kate.
We used to have her bring. You know, and she is always a foster parent to dogs in addition to the ones that she owns.
Yeah, she's a great person.
And I'm not going to mention on the air how many that she owns because it might be against the law in certain cities.
It might be.
But they're all so well-behaved, and they're just big love bunnies.
She's just a great person and a great foster mom, and I love what she does. And every once in a while, I get to share one of her adoptees, you know, her fosterees
there. She brought one in, and she should have called it Gizmo because it reminded me of Gizmo from the, what's the movie that...
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With the cute little bad boy beasts in them.
Yeah.
She brought this dog that I told her she should rename Gizmo because it looked just like it. Alex and I just fell in love with that dog. You know? And the only sad thing about it was that he had to wear a diaper.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to. No. Not yet. So speaking of that, it is good for your mental and physical health because dogs can get you out to exercise yourself and start walking because they need to be walked, those little critters.
Yeah.
So that's another good reason to adopt. Don't shop. I'm not a big shopper. I got to tell you, I understand. I don't want to offend anybody, but I see all these pictures of dogs who have been bought from breeders, and I say, oh, they're so cute. They're so cute. But, gosh, there's so many animals that need homes that are waiting for people. Good, really sweet animals. And lots of times they're mixes, and you don't have as many health problems with mixes. Did you know that?
I didn't.
As with standard breeds. So Loki is a pocket American bully, we think, mainly. He might be mixed with something, but I don't think so now. But he was brought to the Salinas Animal Shelter, and that's where his foster mom, my friend Tanya Rivera, picked him up at and nurtured him back to health. And then I got the little bud. So we're out 3 to 4 times a day walking, you know, even during this. And he goes to my class with me.
That's nice.
So, yeah, that's nice. It's
neat.
Another gay man talking about his dog all the damn time. Hey, don't go anywhere. I promise in the next, the last segment, not to talk about my dog anymore, maybe.
Oh,
so don't go anywhere. I'm Ted Geisen with John McMullen today here at iHub Radio, and this is A Good Fit.
If you had Applejacks or Flapjacks this morning, it might be time to think seriously about jumping jacks.
Burn!
This is where the Coachella Valley comes to talk about fitness and nutrition.
I hope you like turkey, because that's what we're having.
So, whether you're a gym bunny...
That gym is so gay, they only have a back door.
...or you don't know jack shit about getting or staying fit...
Here's the deal.
The fitness master loves everyone all the same.
I think that's the way to do it.
iHub Radio presents A Good Fit with Ted Geis.
When you walk into a room erect... You say, here I am, deal with it.
Could you stop flexing and posing and pull the microphone your way and do the show? Attaboy.
They call me the fitness bastard. I mean master. Right. Hey, welcome back to A Good Fit. I am Ted Geis. I'm in the studios today, the iHub Network Studios with Mr. John McMullen. Hi, John.
Hey, Ted. How do you feel about, how about if we call and order a turkey pizza?
Oh, man. You just ruined pizza for me. John, tell everybody the exciting news that you just laid on me.
Oh, today is National Pizza Day.
On Health and Fitness Talk Radio, it's National Pizza Day. I'm super excited.
And here's something to really tickle the funny bone of fitness and nutrition fans everywhere.
Yes, lay it on
me. Some idiot in Akron, Ohio, apparently is in jail now because he decided to steal three tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh, no. He's in jail for stealing tacos?
It's like he ate
a cookie before.
Who goes to jail for something as crappy as Taco Bell?
Yeah, at least go for Del Taco. That I could understand. Yeah, no. He probably ate a marijuana cookie before he did that.
Probably.
Out of his mind. Does that you relate to that?
Yeah, I could relate to
we
that.
We need Jocelyn in there to set us straight on all that. She's up next, right? Jocelyn Kane. Okay.
And Jeremy Wayne will be here with
her. Jeremy Wayne's going to be here with her too. Man,
that's... talk about Reese's peanut butter cups, two great things to go great together.
Okay, that's
Jeremy and Weed.
Jeremy
and Jocelyn.
Yeah. Are you listening, Jeremy? Okay. That's all coming up next after A Good Fit here on iHub Radio, so don't go anywhere. That promises to be a fun and interesting show.
And don't forget, you can catch Jeremy and for a few more days, his sidekick, Jimmy Francisco, they will be back with an encore this evening from 8 to 10 p.m. They're on every morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And Jeremy is about to take on the pressure of soldom.
Solism. Yeah. I think Jeremy can handle it.
Because he's going to be, I think he can handle it.
I think
it
he
too.
Is. Okay.
He's had plenty of experience at doing it nationally and locally. And
what are we calling the show now?
It's going to still be called The Hangout.
The Hangout? Yeah. All right, good. Okay, so, with Jeremy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. He's up for the task.
He is.
Strong like bull. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, when's that show play?
Again, that will encore. This morning's show will encore tonight from 8 to 10 p.m.
Right on. Okay, that's good. All right, so we're going to finish up here with some tips about what you should be doing to, once you get your butts back in the gym, you should be doing this anyway, okay? I am always stressing meal prep, meal prep, meal prep, right?
You now, are.
Yes. And John McMullen last week and Charlie Dyer laid on me their new serving size cups, portion control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's working, right?
Charlie uses them at his house and I use them at mine.
At yours. And they're nice, you know, 4 or 6 ounce cups of serving
size, right? Yeah. So like, for instance, you want to have... some blueberries,
right.
Or you want to have a snack that's some mixed nuts.
Yeah.
This, you fill this thing up, you know, reasonably, not like, you know, overflow.
Yeah.
And it's a good serving size.
It looked great. Charlie brought one to the studios here and he showed me, and I thought that was a great thing to have around the studios for on-air snacks.
Yeah.
That we generally don't eat because we don't want to crunch in your ears.
Right.
But you need to start thinking about meal prep and to get back to the gym, especially you gym bunnies who want to get back after it and you're looking to compete, you know what you got to do. You got to start that meal prep right now, and you got to break it down to a science. You got to know what you're eating and when.
And here's the deal. If you're really good at meal prep, you should be doing mine too.
You are such a giver, John. That's so good. You know, John's willing to have you cook for him just so you can get the experience under your weight belt.
Right.
That's right. You're such a giver. So what do I mean? You know, most of you guys, if you are looking to compete or just if you want to get at your best, you're going to be eating 5 or 6 times a day. And you know that's true, and you know what you have to eat. So start to get on it now before you get back into the full Monty of your exercise programs, okay?
You said 5 or 6 times a day, not fiber six times a day.
If you have 5 or 6 times a day, your skin is going to be very clear, but they should include fiber. How's that?
Right.
So you know what you got to do. Now, there's plenty of meal prep services around the Coachella Valley that have sprung up. I personally like Dora Tullio's meal prep. She does a great job for us trainers there at World Gym. But there's all sorts of, there's Mercy, I think, that does meal prep, and I'll try to bring some.
Boy, I don't know if I could eat from that company named that, because
Mercy?
It seems to me like they might be preparing your last meal with a name like
it's
that.
It's supposed to be. I'm sorry, Mercy. It's a good name. It's supposed to be endearing sort of thing.
Know,
yeah. they might not want to cook
they
for
have
you,
done
John.
Nothing wrong. I've just I
they may not, you might be surprised what you get in your meal prep from them. So, yeah. So anyway, your meal prep needs to be balanced, okay? You need to, believe it or not, you need to have some simple carbs in there to burn for your workouts, okay? So my meal preps have a protein, a vegetable, and a little carbohydrate. A half a cup of white rice is what I do. I don't like brown rice. The nutritional value is not so much greater in brown rice that you can't, if you don't like it, eat white rice. So that's what I do. Okay. So I have a nice portion of vegetables.
Braces.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. And then a good 4 to 6 ounces of protein. That is my meal prep. That can be, you know, meat-based program, protein, beef, pork, chicken, fish. Okay.
Yeah.
Or you can do, you know, non-meat, based protein. There's all sorts of things that you can do with tofu and beans and things like that to up your protein content.
I find myself eating more and more fake meats.
Fake meats?
Yeah.
Okay, so which ones are you eating? Do you know?
Beyond
and all that?
Yeah.
Because you got to be careful with those too.
I know.
Right? Because they're still highly processed, but there are some that are better than others. And I think that Trader Joe's carries a decent selection of them as well.
I started eating a chili.
Chili?
That has a fake beef in it.
What do you think?
Yeah, I get it from Costco.
Oh, yeah? I've heard that's good.
It's very good.
Yeah. And good protein content. And you like it well enough?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that?
I didn't eat chili when it wasn't fake, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I didn't really like the beans, but I just forced myself to eat it because I know it's good for me.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
But the stuff from Costco, it's really tasty.
All right. You know what? I need to make a Costco run, but that's for another show next week, right? John, thanks for sitting in with me. You're always fun.
Oh, likewise.
We always have something to talk about.
We do.
All right. And thanks to Roman Troy again. Join us next week here at iHub Radio and the iHub Network for a good fit. Thanks. We'll see you then.